If you're female and you work outside the home, this will come as no surprise to you. Women in Washington state still make about 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. There are a myriad of issues that cause the pay gap, everything from the types of careers women choose to workplace policies that make it harder for women to get higher paying jobs. Existing federal and state equal pay acts are meant to protect workers from wage discrimination, but lawmakers in the state House of Representatives say Washington's law doesn't go far enough. They've just passed an amendment to the Equal Pay Act. Representative Tana Sen hopes it will help close the wage gap, and she joins us now from Olympia. Hello.
Hi, Marcy.
Representative Sen, if the amendment passes through the state Senate and does become law, it would give stronger penalties to employers who are not giving equal pay advancement opportunities to women. How would that amendment actually help close the pay gap?
So the amendment to the Washington State Equal Pay Law would make sure that women have access to information they need about pay, which very often is the information they don't have to even know if there is a wage gap. The penalties are not really the emphasis. What we're trying to do is change behavior to make sure that this doesn't happen. But when it does, we need to make sure that we can remedy that.
Pay secrecy is against federal law. It's part of the National Labor Relations Act. So why do we need a state amendment to that effect?
Indeed, part of it is covered in the National Labor Relations Act, but still nearly half of all workers nationally report that they're either forbidden or strongly discouraged from discussing their wages. The state law, if this would be enacted, would cover all employees, regardless of the number of employees at the company or public or private sector, and regardless of field, which are differences in the federal law.
Have people come to you or your colleagues specifically to complain about pay secrecy policies?
You know, unfortunately, a lot of the people that this impacts are working moms, working people who are too busy and need the income, and they don't have time to come all the way down to Olympia. But we certainly have had people come and testify, share their stories of how they've been affected, how they have been paid less than their male colleagues in many different fields, from low wage to high wage workers.
I'm talking with State Representative Tana Sen. Representative Sen, eight states have already passed laws against pay secrecy. Have you any hard evidence that those laws have helped shrink the pay gap between men and women?
Most of those laws have been passed more recently, and so I don't have specific experience or numbers for you right now. But what I can tell you is that we still have a wage gap. It is closing, so we have made progress, and hopefully this has been part of that progress. But until employees know what their rights are and employees know what the laws are, then unfortunately I think this discrimination will continue to exist.
Pay secrecy is just one factor that contributes to the wage gap, and this amendment is one step to help correct that. What else do you think needs to be done?
I think female mentorship is absolutely critical. Seattle, as they've been looking at the pay gap, they've also identified paid maternity leave as a critical component to addressing the wage gap. And some have even said that the very question of how much did you make at your last job only reinforces historical pay discrimination. And so reducing access or the use of that question at job interviews is probably also critical.
So you mean if somebody asks you what you were paid at the last job, they're likely to pay you that same thing as opposed to giving you more money?
Exactly. Or instead of giving you the range that was indicated in maybe the job description, but more if you've always been discriminated against, always had low pay, then you're likely to continue to earn that lower pay.
How much support do you see for this amendment that you've passed through the House in with your fellow legislators in the Senate?
In the House of Representatives, it's been so exciting. The enthusiasm last night, as this was the very last bill that we voted on, was palpable. There were tears on the floor, both from representatives and from staff and from advocates. And what has also been very inspiring are the number of classrooms from elementary to high school students who have been watching and following this law. They chose of all the laws that were introduced this session, and it has just really been a remarkable thing because the young people know that there is no difference between men and women.
Do you think it'll pass the Senate?
That remains to be seen. I am hopeful, and we'll leave it at that.
Representative Tana Sen represents the 41st District in the Bellevue area. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Marcy.
And as you heard, her amendment is up for vote still in the state Senate.